Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're studying the promises from God's Word to bring Israel home just like He said He would, and they're in their 60th year. Oh, folks, Jesus said, "You watch the fig tree for signs of my coming to set up my kingdom on the earth." Now we have gone into detail in chapter 30. Now we're in 31 of Jeremiah, which has to do with God's promise of bringing the Jews home. We're going to pick it up with verse 10. "Hear the word of the Lord, O you nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say," well, this is the nation of the United States of America. It's an isle afar off. We're on the radio and we're saying what God said to say. And here it is. Here's the quotation. "He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. For Jehovah has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he." When the Bible calls the Jews Jacob, it means the flesh descendants of Abraham. Now, it doesn't call them Abraham. He had another son, Ishmael, besides Isaac. Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau. But all of Jacob's sons make up the fathers of the tribes of Israel. There are no other sons. So it calls the Jews Jacob. "For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together in the goodness of the Lord, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more." They will not be hopeless anymore. Folks, this is a promise that's not truly, fully fulfilled, but God will fulfill it. He won't stop short. There come a time when in that nation of Israel, they'll not sorrow anymore. Verse 13, "Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old men together, for I will turn their mourning into joy." Out of the tribulation of their being scattered, God's going to bring them home and turn their crying and mourning into joy. "I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord." Now, at the time that Jeremiah wrote this, he's particularly writing about Ephraim, in the land of Ephraim, the Jews coming home. It had been over a century since the exile of the 10 nations, the 10 tribes of the north. But God says they'll come home. Verse 15, "Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children." Verse 16, "Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy." Rachel weeping for these children, for the things that happened, they're going to come home. Verse 17, "There is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border." Folks, they're back. They don't have all their land back, but they're back, just like God said they would. The word of God is true. Isn't it thrilling? Isn't it exciting that we can look to these very verses and we can see they've come home? Verse 18. "I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself." Now, Ephraim, remember, that stands for the northern tribes of Israel. It was there in the land of Ephraim. Remember, Joseph had two children, Manasseh, we say, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they had territories, their tribes. Ephraim had a big territory. And it was there that they had the capital of the northern kingdom, and they set up a place where they, golden calves even. And God says, "I'm even going to bring them back." Verse 18, "I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself." Now, he's been already scattered. The northern kingdom has been scattered for almost 100 years, more than 100 years. And God says, I can hear him. And here's what he says, "Ephraim, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned. In other words, I'm going to return. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to repent. I shall repent, for thou art the Lord my God. Even the northern kingdom, people from the northern kingdom, and we know some from the northern kingdom that have come back from Peru, that have come back from other places. China, from the northern kingdom. Verse 19, surely after that I was turned, this is Ephraim speaking, the rebellious northern kingdom, I repented. It's written here in the word. And after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. That's how Ephraim, the northern kingdom, will repent. Now here's what God will say to Ephraim. You talk about a merciful God. Verse 20. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spoke against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. In Psalm 77 it says, I'm much moved for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which you went out. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. The way they marked things, they would put stones in heaps. It would make a little mountain of stones. And God's saying, on your way out, Ephraim, scattered to all the earth, so much so that even we can't find you, you put up some highway markers, because you're going to find your way back to these mountains. Folks, it is such a thrill. When I am in Ariel, when I'm in Shiloh, and I see that they've come back, like the Lord said, to these thy cities. Ariel is built near the city that Joshua built. There's an old Arab village right there where the city where Joshua and Caleb are buried. And Ariel's built right by it because God said to do it, and they're doing it. And yet the audacity of the United States State Department, James Baker, which said, these West Bank settlements are the greatest threat to world peace. And to Condoleezza Rice, which says, give this land away. And even my dear President Bush, whom I love so much, trying to divide them. They don't know these scriptures, folks. You must know what the Bible says and side with the Bible. Verse 22. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth, a woman shall compass a man. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof. Now he's gone down to Judah. Judah and Samaria, Judea and Samaria, make up what the world calls the West Bank. In Judah we have the cities of Bethlehem, we have Jerusalem. God doesn't want those divided either. And he said, they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof. They shall go back and build those cities when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. That's Jerusalem in Judah. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof, together husbandmen, and they shall go forth with flocks. And then God says he will bring them home. And he will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and the seed of beast, verse 27. And it shall come to pass that like as I've watched over them to pluck them up and to break them down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict. There was a day when I cast them out. But now I will watch over them to build and to plant. It's the time now that he's brought them home to build and to plant. It's not the time of the scattering. He speaks of making a new covenant with the house of Judah in verse 31. Verse 33, this will be the new covenant. I will not write my law in their inward parts. Write it in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. End of verse 34. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. There comes a day when the whole nation turns to God and all the iniquities wiped out. Verse 35, now Psalm 83, it mentions a confederacy of the nations round about that said, let us destroy them, let us wipe Israel out from being a nation, that the name of Israel will be remembered no more. And it mentions nations that are enemies to Israel right now. But here's the answer that God gives them. Therefore says the Lord, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divides the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name, Jehovah Sabaoth. He says, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever. As long as there's a sun, as long as there's a moon, as long as there are stars, God says there's going to be a nation of Israel. There will be a nation of Israel during the millennium. They're still going to have sun, moon, and stars in the millennium. There will be Jews that are here when the Messiah comes. They look upon him, recognize him as Messiah. Longevity is restored to them. They'll have lives like Adam had. And they'll live 1,000 years. If a man died at 100, it says, it'll be like a baby died. God says, as long as you can see the sun, the moon, and the stars, there will be a nation of Israel before him. Now, that's not the church. A Jew who's born again is in the church and has a glorified body, headquarters of heaven. But here, this is earthly Jerusalem, and there's earthly nation of Jerusalem with the boundaries of greater Israel that shall be before God as long as there's a sun, a moon, and stars in the sky. Verse 37, thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Well, I don't believe that those who say that God's through with Israel can measure the heavens. I don't believe that they have discovered the foundations of the earth. I have to take the word of the Lord. In the New Testament, Romans 9, 10, and 11, he says that he has not cast them off. And he says that Israel will be saved, will be reestablished. And it says that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. That means he brings them back home to Jerusalem, and during the millennial age, the Bible says the word of the Lord will go forth out of Zion. You need the book of Zechariah, written by David Barron, to show you what's going to be like during the millennium. You can order that from us for just $15 plus shipping. It is $23. It's a big book, but you'll see what happens in the millennium. It is so exciting. You'll want to get the book, The Mountains of Israel, only $7, to tell you what the West Bank is and God's promises. You might want last week's radio teaching and this week's radio teaching. It's going to be a 2-CD set for $10, or you can order just 1 week for $5 and another week for $5. You just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Israel is 60 years old. God keeps his promises. Jesus said, watch the fig tree. We're watching it. And we know that the rapture of the church is not far away. Church, you are God's heavenly people. Hallelujah. And we bless God's earthly people, Israel. Shalom.